Nice.
I'm going to do a little something different today in terms of a Dharma talk. But before I do that, how many know what the precepts are? Well, the precepts are something that a student can study. And it's a way of going deeper into our practice. And there are 10 precepts. And they are sort of a guideline how to live an open-hearted and ethical life. And so a student makes a commitment to studying the precepts as a guide for how to move forward in the world. Usually, the precepts are studied in a group. And that, the reason for that is we all support each other in the study of the precepts. It's harder to do it on your own. It requires more discipline, I guess. And so, at the end of the study of the precepts, there's a ceremony that we call Jukai. And that ceremony was conducted at Empty Bowl on yesterday, Saturday, for Bernie McGovern, who received the precepts. And at the ceremony, it's a bit longer than I have the time to describe, but basically, Bernie, face-to-face with Roshi Chetty, made a commitment to live out his life based on the guidelines set forth in the precepts. And a couple of things happened at this. One of the things is the student receives what we call a Dharma name. And that name is chosen by the teacher, and it reflects the nature of the student. And Bernie, I don't remember what was the name that Ray gave you?
Neoshin.
So that's his Dharma name. Like I have a Dharma name from the transmission of being teacher, which is Genjo. So this is another important thing where the teacher is acknowledging that you've successfully completed the precepts and then gives you a Dharma name. And then the other thing that happens in this ceremony is preceptor who has completed the precepts gets a raksu, which is what this is called. And again, trying to be simple, when the Buddha had his enlightenment, he created a tradition with a brocade robe so that in Dharma transmissions, this raksu goes back in spirit all the way back to the Buddha and its expression of the Dharma transmission. Well, in the same way, somebody who successfully completes the precepts is given this sort of this transmission of this ethical life. And this is a reflection, a physical reflection of the commitment that the student makes. So there's two things. You get a Dharma name and you get a raksu. And I don't know, Carol, if I'm doing this out clearly, but it's a lot longer than I'm describing. But at the end of this, face-to-face across from Roshi will ask him, will you live your life doing no harm to others? And Bernie would respond, yes, I will, and goes through the 10 precepts like that. And so I just wanted to acknowledge that Bernie has completed the precepts. And so congratulations and with the Sangha. So we can all... You know, traditionally, what happens is in this period, I give a talk and, you know, I share with you my understanding of various aspects of the practice. And so much of the time here is spent listening to me, but I'd like to flip it around and I'd like to hear from you. And so what I'd like to hear about is, what was it that drew you to a spiritual life, to living a life in this way? And having started to live or be committed to a spiritual life, why did you choose this particular form? Why Zen? I think we're going to stop here in interest of time, but I'd like to continue this conversation. Maybe we'll do the same thing next week. So anyway, thanks. That's helpful to me.